Hi, and welcome to Do You Know BTS, where I, Chloe, a British army, tries to convince
me, Lorraine, to join the BTS fandom.
Today we're going to be discussing some of the BTS logs. The Bangtan logs are video logs BTS did for their YouTube channel, Bangtan TV. We have discussed some of the BTS logs before on this channel. We discussed the ones pre-debut, and today we're going to be continuing on from there, discussing the logs up to the new year, although we won't be discussing every single log, just ones that stood out to us.
Although we have watched every single one today, one after the other.
So we're going to start with the first one, which is a Sugar log, and he's talking about wanting to be a DJ in this video, and I found this interesting because we actually just touched upon his passion for being a DJ in one of the festas recently. Yeah. And I still think, even to this day, that DJ is still a passion of his. And it's nice to see that this is something he's wanting to do right back in these early days. Yeah. And now he has been able to do it. I know that he's got a show out on YouTube, actually, at the moment, where he's interviewing people. So it kind of goes down that route, DJing, like interviewing.
Well, he does say that he really will focus on trying to do it.
Yeah.
So he does put his mind to things, so he will do it.
And he also says that he thinks his voice is suited for night, which I can actually see. I can actually see that because I think he's got that like deep sort of soothing voice.
Yeah, I do too.
I also wanted to discuss a vlog with Jimin and V, and they're discussing about V being a hidden member before. And I think the previous vlogs we talked about, I can only recall V appearing in one of the vlogs, maybe two, because he was hidden, so it's nice to be able to see him now in more logs.
Yeah, they're saying that it's their first one together. Mm. And I think it's very cute because you can already see their friendship bond. Obviously these are really early days, but you can see it's there already and that they really bond over their age, especially, which we always see how they're always called the 95ers. And obviously seeing it right here on this first log that they're sharing together, I think it was really cute.
And they're also discussing a picture shoot in this video and saying that they were very nervous but found it fun.
Yeah.
And Lorraine pointed out watching this that V's holding his chin throughout in an unusual manner. And I was just wondering if there was a reason for it, but I don't think anything said.
I don't think there is. They're talking about poses. Is it something to do with that? But I don't think it is, personally. I'm not sure. Just to stand out, I don't know. But yeah, it did catch my eye.
There was also a vlog with Jimin and Jungkook. And I thought it was funny how they started this because neither of them knew what to talk about. And I remember in the past, in some other vlogs, these two being a little bit more not as organised, to say, like with J-Hope and Sugar and RMs. And I just found it a little funny because you'd think just before you start filming, you'd discuss maybe beforehand what you were about to talk about. But they quickly jump into talking about the dance practices that they've been doing. And they're talking about that move from No More Dream where Jungkook runs against the backs of the other members. We assume that that's the move they're talking about. It does sound like it.
What they were saying sounded like it. I think one of them said that, you know, you're doing it right if all the members are hurt at the end. So it does sound a lot like it.
In a solo one with Jin, he's talking about a fan sign-in. They actually bring up fan sign-ins quite a lot during these
Yeah, they
logs.
Do. Although I'm sure that Jin says that this is their first fan sign-in.
Yeah.
But I'm sure other members later say the same thing.
unless they just keep re-talking about this one.
Yeah, but they're different dates.
Oh, are they different dates?
Oh, I'm sure they are. But then again, when you say in that voice, it makes a question. But fan sign-ins are brought up a lot.
Yeah, like, they are.
Literally all the way through, really, by numerous different members. But Jin is the first one I remember saying about it.
And I was just thinking how lucky those first really early fans are because of how really hard it is to see them at a fan signing now, I would imagine, would be a lot harder than say
Jin
back
was
then.
Saying that there was obviously more people than he had expected to be there and that they were given letters and high fives.
Yeah.
High fives! That's what really got me, because it must have meant that, you know, I can't imagine that now. That's
no,
possible.
I reckon.
It's just, obviously, I don't know because we've never been to like their concerts or anything like that. But I just imagine now they've got so much security, right? Because they're so big, so popular.
I don't know whether they've done anything recent because obviously with COVID and now them being in the army, so I don't think they've done anything recent, but I'm sure with their Parts fan signings, you had to pretty much win to go to see them. I mean, it's so hard. I don't think it's the case of just being lucky to get a ticket. It's so like in demand to see them. And I reckon back then it would obviously be a lot more easier to get tickets.
That would have been incredible to be a fan of them right at those early stages. Obviously, we weren't so fortunate.
And Jin mentions that one of the fans called him handsome. He looks really happy about this. It just made me think as well that he must hear this from fans like all the time, especially being worldwide handsome. Yeah. And in those early days to be called handsome and us knowing what's to come for him.
It's weird watching it now, knowing that that was in the past. But I like that too. I like looking back on those old things, you know, before they really, really big.
There's a solo log of V as well, where he's talking again about being the seventh member. Well, hidden member, because I think the last member to join was actually Jimin. He was just the hidden one. And he mentions the graduation song and Jimin's uniform. And he says that's his uniform, not Jimin's. And the graduation song, that's that one with Jimin, J-Hope and Jungkook. They're dressed like school kids in a music video. I don't know if you remember it. It's a really catchy song.
I knew the name as soon as I heard it. I knew I liked the song. But you know how bad I am at remembering videos. I'd have to look at it to see it.
I haven't seen it in a really long time, but I love that song. As soon as it's I heard really the name catchy.
And I knew I like it, it's just I always need a refresher when it comes to
like
music
video. Yeah, I'm
sure
that is the song. But I found that quite an interesting piece of information.
Yeah, he also said that there was the photo of back of a member. And did he say people thought it was Jungkook, but it was actually him? So yeah. It's the back of him.
And it just makes me think now people can identify the members just by like looking at an eye or something.
Or you. You did that before.
I remember right at the start when I was testing you on the members and you were trying to learn their names by appearance. And do you remember I was sending you those tricky photos where it would be like the back of their heads or something? And that was right in the very early days of you becoming a fan.
Although I still think I struggle from the back of the head. Yeah, I do think that was interesting. And the other thing I really liked was that he was saying how he was really happy at the reaction to people finding out that the group was actually a group of seven instead of the group of six. And it made him feel really happy. I thought it was a really nice log from V. This is like his proper first solo one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So yeah, I did really like this one. There was also a log from Jin by himself. And I can't remember exactly the words that he used or how he was saying, but he was talking about it being that it had been raining and that he was getting bad knees and hips. I can't remember exactly how he said it. But what I liked about this is I thought it was really weird because as soon as he said it, it reminded me of something my nan says. Because she always used to say that she'd get bad knees in the weather. And that was basically what he was saying, that he was getting bad bones and stuff from the weather. But then he goes on to say it's actually from practicing. But it rung a personal bell for me, which made me really like this part that he said.
And haven't you said before that your back gets affected in weather as
that's
well?
Yeah, cold weather. It seizes at my back.
Because that actually doesn't affect me, but it must be quite common for quite a few people.
Yeah, I do genuinely believe that weather does get to your bones. Whenever there was like some kind of cold weather or something coming, my nan would always say she feels it in her bones. She's like, she knew from how her bones were, what the weather was going to be like. But I do personally think that sometimes.
Yeah, no, I can see it being the case.
And the other thing he was just going on to say is that he's been reading a lot of fan letters and that he's really thankful. And I always like hearing this from the members because all the way through all the logs, you hear so much about the fans.
Yeah,
there's
always
so much of the army mentioned all the time and it's always on their minds. And there's so many points in all of these videos from all of the different members where you keep hearing about this and they always say over and over again how thankful they are, how thankful they are.
And it hasn't changed either.
Mm-mm. But I'm really thankful to them, really.
Yeah. There is also a Jimin log, which really surprised me, because he was talking about what he did on his rest day. But what I thought was interesting was he was still working, even on his rest days. And I noticed that a few members later on also talk about what they've done on their rest day. A majority of it is still working.
They do a lot of dance on their
best
days.
He said he did dance, he had vocal lesson, he went to school as well, that's how he started it off.
Yeah.
He said he went to the gym, And the other thing he said, which I also thought was quite interesting, was he says he goes for skin treatment, I think. And I just wondered what that would involve. I know he's saying to make his skin look good.
Didn't he say like a dermatologist?
Yeah, he did. I've
actually never seen one. I've heard of them. I don't really like do that type of stuff. I don't know, but I assume they specialise in certain parts of the skin, is it?
Yeah, must be.
God, I sound like a dummy if that's not right. I've heard the word. I know the profession, but it doesn't spring to mind what they do. As soon as he said it, I was thinking it.
We've both been very lucky with our skin, but Jimin, they confidently saying, you know, I've got this issue, like he wants to go see someone about
his
it.
Skin and looks nice.
Yeah, it looks perfect, but it's the fact that he's
not embarrassed to say he has a flaw.
Yeah, exactly. He feels like he has a flaw. And I think that some people that may be watching it and like suffer from this kind of thing might feel like better hearing it from Jimin.
One of the things I liked about this video was when he was talking about school, he said that it was his first time going after debuting and that he was kind of excited for the reaction of what kind of reaction. And he said it was very flat. He kind of was saying he was, you know, expecting something
different.
He was
a little disappointed, I think.
Yeah. So I did think this was quite funny, the way he's worded this.
There's a log from Jin and Jimin, and they're talking about wanting to do better for their next album. And again, it's something that we hear even today, like every single album, they want to do better, and they talk about like their regrets. They're talking about things what they think they could have done better, and it's just surprising that they had that sort of mindset at the beginning, and they still have that today. And that's just them just wanting to do better every time for the fans. They also talk about having regrets at a fan signing as well. Jimin says that he felt regret because he didn't get to say a lot to the army, and Jin agrees with him with that.
Do you think that this log is actually also quite funny in a small way, because they're talking and Jimin are talking like back and forth like normal, and then Jin says that he thinks they should end it here, but Jimin is very quick to be like, it's quite short, it's a bit too short, and so Jin is like, do you think so, and like carry on. And that's when I feel like then Jimin feels he has to then talk
about the fan side.
So he talks about the fans on it, but Jin isn't talking. He does talk, he does chip in and agree at the end, but I feel like at the beginning he isn't talking as much, because I think he did want to end it there.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, he was letting Jimin do the talking from then on.
And then at the end, Jimin is like, end it. I did think it was quite funny, but I did notice with a lot of these logs, I can't really remember last time, I do feel like they were quite short, but I do feel like these ones, there was a lot of really short
ones.
Like, there were some that were really, really short.
Yeah, but some of the ones we're not actually mentioning today because they were so quick.
Like I enjoyed them all, and I've, like anything that BTS has to say, like any member, I really enjoy listening or learning what they're going to say, like about their day or themselves or anything. It's just, I was shocked at how short some of them were. Like I said, it's been a while since we've seen the others, and I know that they were short, but I just feel like these might have been a bit short.
I did find that as well. There was a log with Jungkook where he says that he has caught a cold, and I'm not completely sure, but I'm fairly sure that this happened in the previous logs we talked about with Jungkook saying
he had
a sore throat or something, because it went on from video to video and he was really down, saying that he couldn't do much. And this just got my attention because again he's saying that he's got a cold, and he does look very down again in this log. There's also a log with V where he mentioned starting to film the music video. I assume it's the Bulletproof music video, although I'm not completely sure, but I thought it was funny because the best thing he found with his day was actually the food truck, and he said that he ate so much but he ended up getting indigestion. There was also a log from V and J-Hope where they're talking about making a lot of mistakes during the rehearsals. I think again this was for that music video, and they talk about the army turning up and cheering them on, and they mention that at this point they don't have an official fan chant yet. And I found this interesting because I didn't think with K-pop groups that there was an official fan chant. I thought it was just one the army make up by themselves, or it gets spread about. I'm not sure. I just found this interesting. These words that we use, like official fan chant, and instead they were saying everybody say, and then they all shouting no for the lyrics of the song. But yeah, I just found this part interesting because it was something I didn't know.
Yeah. One of the next ones was log with J-Hope and Jimin, and this is actually I think a very energetic video saying that it was Jimin's birthday, and I just like the energy between them both. I feel like it is a bit of a birthday celebration just in that room. They're saying that they've obviously celebrated a bit earlier, that there was a surprise party for Jimin, but I feel like if you just have J-Hope in the room with you, you've got a party all of your own.
Yeah, definitely.
And he had a cake as well.
We see a lot of birthday logs drawing.
Yeah,
this.
We do, yeah.
It seems to be a thing back then when it's their birthday to make a log for their birthday.
I actually think that's quite nice though.
There's also a log with Jin where he mentions going to visit somebody called Jinwoon Senior. I'm not too sure who that is, but it sounds like they were in hospital from having a car accident, although he doesn't go into much detail. No. It sounds like almost he had a car accident that wasn't his fault, and he was going to visit him, and luckily he was okay, if everything was all right. But Jin talks about the dangers of driving, even when it's not your fault, and it made me think of us, because we hate driving. We're very fearful drivers, and this is something we've actually discussed so many times. Like, I feel like my favorite time to drive is late at night, because I feel there's less people on the road, less but cars, that's where I find like people doing dangerous reckless driving, and I just feel like it's a shame that there's people that drive around without much thought, really.
Yeah, I definitely don't like drivers who drive recklessly. I do think it is really dangerous, and obviously, like Jin's saying, someone's been in an accident and, you know, wasn't probably their fault, so yeah. I think this was like one of the much more serious topics that's been mentioned on the vlogs, really.
But it is good to know that he was doing all right. I think he said he was making jokes and telling stories in the hospital.
Yeah.
There's also a log from Sugar where he says it's his first time working on his own beats. And I just wanted to mention this one because it shows that he's already doing his own work on songs this early on. And we know that it's a big passion of Sugar's, doing songwriting and working with music, so it's nice to hear that it started this early on, that he was able to have that opportunity to work already on his music.
They work really like I know RM comes in one time saying he's working on something, and it's like 4 a.m.
so early morning.
Yeah, they come in so late and they still carry on doing it. I don't know where they find the energy. I can't remember if it was this log or another log as well where Sugar was saying, I think it's one later actually, where he's saying he's only had 1 hour sleep.
Yeah, he did say that.
You probably can't tell, but it's just crazy. Honestly, I need about 10 hours to function. I don't know how they do it.
There's also, I thought, an interesting log with RM where he questions whether he's an artist or an idol. This is something that he's constantly singing about in his songs.
Yeah.
And I remember him discussing it on a show once. I think it was that one kind of Backlash interview with him and Sugar, that quite awkward interview.
Yeah, it might have been.
And they're saying that basically they sold themselves out by joining a K-pop group.
Yeah.
And I know that there's times when RM says, like in his songs, he doesn't care. But there's times like this where he's doing a personal log. He's still very affected by this. And it's sad to think that this is something that seems to trouble him for quite a long time.
It does. I actually really enjoyed this log. It was one of the much longer ones that we saw. So I felt like I was probably forgetting stuff that RM had said. I like when he first comes in, he says that he feels like he's making the logs more for himself than anybody else.
So
he
just can look back like on like
how he was, yeah. I feel like this log is like really like expressive of RM, of everything. Like, you know how he has those good speeches?
Yeah.
It's like a really good speech log the whole way through.
Yeah.
And one of the things he says, I can't remember how he says it way better, and I can't remember exactly how he words it, but he kind of mentions about how people sometimes like tweet something about a situation, or like say something about like family, like a bad situation they're in, and how it doesn't resolve it. Like, just like doing this tweet about something, it's not going to resolve anything, it doesn't do anything. And how he prefers or thinks it's better to express yourself in his music. And I really like the way he worded it. I'm saying it in a really poor way, but he said it's so good. And I was like, oh my God, I agree.
Yeah.
I just like this one because it was so RM, of all his like, just his greatness, how he talks. He's just so good at it.
Yeah, I thought the same.
And I was lost in this one with his words. And he was really like, he said he came after dance, he had a lot of thoughts, and you could really tell like he was really putting everything on his mind. Yeah, opening up in this one. And Like, I noticed I haven't really got many RM logs before this that we've mentioned upon. Not because I don't enjoy them, I really do. But this one really got to me because I thought it was just such a good one that I think I'll remember for a long time with RM.
This was also the one where he talks about reconnecting with people, and he talks about how you can just sort of pass by someone and then see them again like years later. Yeah. And he talks about how he had an old friend and they parted ways and then reconnected years later because he dropped him a message or something and they started talking back up again. And I like this speech he gave too. Yeah.
He gives a quote as well at the
beginning. Yeah, he does. Yeah, before. Yeah, I can't remember that, but I loved that too.
It's just like I said, the way he says it, so like you always think, oh my god, yeah, that's yeah. why. He just says that way.
One of the more funnier logs for me was one with Jin and Jungkook. And they're talking about food throughout the video. It's a lot more of a laid-back fun one. And they really want to have black bean noodles. But for some reason, they feel like they really can't. I don't know whether it's they're on like a strict diet. But Jin keeps asking Jungkook, should we go for them? And Jungkook actually almost looks worried, like, oh, we can't do that. We're not allowed. And he keeps saying, oh, no, no, we can't. And then he's like, oh, can we? And he keeps asking the question. And then Jin says that he'll get them on his card. And then straight away, Jungkook's like, yeah, all right, then we'll get them. And I just thought it was quite funny. And then Jin says, just the two of us. And then Jungkook suggests V. And then he's like, oh, okay, V can come too. And I just thought the whole thing was so funny. Yeah,
they were saying something like that. They used to do it all the time in the cold weather because they're saying it's getting colder now.
Yeah, it was like bringing back old memories.
Yeah, I do think that's a super cute one.
There was also a video with RM and J-Hope. And they're talking about winning the Melon Rookie Award. I assume this was the first award that they've won. They're both very happy, really excited about it. I think there's also a video afterwards with Sugar and Jimin, I think it is, also discussing the award. It just makes me happy to think this is the first of many more. It's nice to see their first reactions to this award they got, like how excited and happy they are.
I think RM tells a bit of a funny story because he says something like, there was a time when people thought he was like rapping something, but he was actually just giving an awkward acceptance speech.
Yeah, and I thought
it was a really funny comment and it really made me laugh.
There's another funny log with Jin and V, and Jin's planning on making a solo video, but then V comes into the room, so he makes him join. And V seems to be really into exercise at the moment because they're talking about what they've been up to, and V keeps mentioning exercise. I think he mentions it more than once. Yeah. He keeps bringing it up, and he's doing lots of movements on the chair. And I think it's funny because Jin says that he's been too distracting and asks him to stay still, and then V just sits there staring at him. And I think this is another one of these funny, lighthearted logs, which we see a lot with Jin.
I was thinking it was like a ship moment between them.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I was thinking in my head.
But I always find that the ones with Jin, it's, again, like a typical Jin really, always making you like laugh and smile when he's messing around. There's also a log with Jungkook where he's talking about wanting to improve his vocals and be a better singer. Again, another typical thing we hear a lot from Jungkook, always wanting to improve, especially with his singing. But he also mentions Justin Bieber, which I know he's a big fan of, but I didn't like him saying that he wanted to be like as good as Justin Bieber.
Oh, I can't stand Justin Bieber. I've always hated him.
I just wanted to tell him, like, you're loads better than Justin Bieber.
Yeah, 1,000 times. There was another log where it was Jin's birthday, and he was actually doing this log by himself. So I thought it was very sweet because he's saying that it's a bit awkward that he's having to say that it's his birthday, but he wants to say that it's his birthday. I just think it's a really cute moment.
It made me think of that time where he asked fans to write happy birthday to too. Him.
But obviously these are much earlier days, so I think he's getting a bit cutesy about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, do you think he would want people to know it's his birthday? And I thought it was quite sweet what he was saying, because he was saying up until he was 20, he celebrated with his parents. When he was 21, he celebrated with his parents and his friends. And I was really puzzled by this. He says he has no passport now. And he's celebrating.
Yeah, that crossed my mind too.
How could he not have a passport? Or maybe he means it's expired. It's not explained, but he's saying that so he's just celebrating with his BTS family.
Oh, yeah. No, what I was confused about was, yeah, it must have expired, but I was thinking, well, he's in Korea, so his family must be in Korea. But now I think about it, obviously Korea's huge compared to the UK. You probably take a plane to fly one place.
And like America.
Yeah, like America. I wasn't thinking like that. I was thinking he's in the same country as his parents. I wasn't thinking straight. But yeah, I also thought this was cute, what he said, especially calling his BTS members his new family.
And he was saying like things that they did, like putting icing on his face. And he was saying the members ate the cake so fast in like 15 seconds and he was shocked by it. But I was thinking, Jin eats really fast.
Yeah.
I've seen the way he eats noodles and it shocks me. But obviously these are early days. It's before eat Jin. But I just thought a lot of the stuff he was saying was really nice. And again, he's thanking the fans again for the wishes that he's got. Another interesting thing that we both found was that Jin was saying that he didn't get to have seaweed soup for his birthday because the other members couldn't make it. I think he was saying that he may get it from the convenience store later. And later, there's another video with V for his birthday, and he also mentions having seaweed soup. So it must be some kind of
tradition
to have seaweed soup on your birthday.
Yeah, and it was something I didn't know.
Well, I don't know a lot about, obviously, other food because we don't eat a lot of different cultural food. But yeah, it's nice to know some of the traditions that they have. I don't think I would have seaweed soup on my birthday. I don't like seaweed, I don't like soup. But it's nice to know that that's what they do, that's one part of their celebration.
Although I am really into some Korean crisps that have seaweed
flavour.
Seaweed.
Although
flavor.
I don't like them. I tried really hard to like them, but I just can't get on board like Chloe. Chloe can eat like 3 boxes of them.
Oh, I can. Yeah, easily. I love them. What are they called?
I can't
Marine
remember.
Boys.
Oh, that's Marine it. Yeah, Boys. Marine Boys. I really tried to get on board with them. I think they're quite a taste. It's just one of those things.
But yeah, I love learning something new about their culture.
Yeah, me too.
There's quite a deep log from Jimin, which is surprising because with Jimin, I find his logs are quite similar to Jin's in the way that they're usually more laid back. But this time he's talking quite deeply about his worries and he's talking about becoming an adult. And he's saying that he feels that he should act more mature now and no longer have this like cute image.
Yeah.
And I thought it was quite sad, really. Luckily, Jimin still does have that cute image.
Yeah,
but
I think he always would.
Yeah, but I think it's sad to think that he was feeling he needed to change, like, to become more mature.
Kind of like you're packing up your youth and you feel like you need to grow up a bit.
Yeah.
So what it sounded like.
Yeah, it did. But it's kind of worries what I reckon majority of people.
Well, to be honest,
though,
I think he's really mature anyway to be thinking
to
like
thinking
this.
That, yeah,
because
definitely.
Obviously you said to me, and I didn't know this either, that they become like classed as adults at 20. So he's obviously must be like 19, I assume now. And a lot of 19-year-olds wouldn't be thinking about, you know, acting more mature, more grown up, responsibilities.
True.
And I do feel like, obviously, especially the industry they're in, they do have to grow up very fast. Mm-hmm. And it's a bit unfair, really.
Yeah.
At 19, we're still goofy.
And actually, you saying that just made me think Jimin is very mature, I think.
He's got that mature.
Extremely mature. He's really polite. He's really kind. He cares about other people's feelings.
Yeah.
He does a lot of hard work. And yet he feels that he needs to do better and be more mature when really he's extremely mature. He's
really
just got
mature.
This playful side to him, which doesn't
like
mean
said,
that you're immature.
Like some I've seen like people here who are like 24 and they're still really immature.
Yeah.
Really, really. And probably Jimin when he was 15 was more mature.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, he's very mature.
I think in their culture though, they really like have those things about them that make them seem really mature, really young. Like the way they act around their elders.
Yeah,
and
respect.
Stuff,
a lot
it
of respect.
Makes them seem really like mature at a young age, I think, because they do that really early on.
Yeah, definitely. There's a log with Jin, and he's talking about his dancing and he's thinking that maybe if he gains muscle he'll become a better dancer. And I thought this was quite a sweet log really, because it just shows that he's willing to try anything really to become a better dancer. And there's logs like this where again it just shows what hard worker Jin is.
Yeah, and even like now, even like miles on, years on, and he's still like that, trying all the time to improve his dance. Like over the years of how many things, like when you think of like even in American Hustle and other things, there's always things about Jin and his dance and how he's getting better, and it's said loads of times how he's getting better.
Yeah.
And it starts right from the beginning all the way up until now, yeah, always trying to improve. I love that about Jin, and it's especially with his dance, because it's one thing that's so often brought up with Jin. And I still think Jin's a really good dancer. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, definitely. I just think it's sweet, really, that he thinks that this is the answer now. It's the game muscle, so he's going to do this. And it's just, like I said, he's willing to try anything. Yeah. And then the last log we watched was the final log of the year. They're rounding off the year in this one. And I actually really like the way they do this, where they, instead of individually summing up the year, which we usually commonly see from the members, they're summing it up by complimenting one another, so they're going around in a circle. And I thought quite a lot of this was funny. I actually liked this log. It was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Jimin starts by talking to Jin, saying that because he's going on a diet, he doesn't want him to get ill. And straight away, a lot of the members are saying, oh, you're saying what everybody says. That's like the common thing, like stay healthy. But then Jimin starts to like explain himself to why he says it. And that's when he mentions the diet, saying that he knows that he gets very tired when he's on a diet, so he's concerned for his health. And then Jin, I thought Jin's was funny because he starts his compliment to Sugar by almost sounding like it was not a compliment. I think somebody actually puts
that. I think it was our friend said, yeah. Is it a diss?
Yeah, that's it. Because he says that he's getting
older, yeah.
Yeah.
He's basically wishing Sugar well with keeping up his music because he knows Sugar enjoys making the beats and stuff. Mm. And it's like hoping that Sugar continues with his music, doing well in it. And he really explains it, though, because everyone applauds him, like they think it's a really good one. And then he carries on yet again. Yeah. And I think he's just really trying to do a good job of like what he's saying to Sugar. And Sugar's happy with it. And I think even at the end, Jim was like, was that a good one?
I feel like Sugar acts the same way, because his compliment to J-Hope is keeping up
the energy. I really like that one.
Yeah, happy energy. And everyone thinks, oh, this is really good. He's getting a really good response. And I feel Sugar's really like playing on it, going on. And even at the end, he's clapping himself.
They seem to really enjoy giving these like compliments to each other.
I thought though that J-Hope's was one of the funniest, just because I think it was RM who makes the comment when J-Hope's talking to Jungkook, he's got his hand on his shoulder, and you can tell that J-Hope's seems quite uncomfortable. And he's like just saying, oh, I hope you improve like with your singing and dancing. It's just the way he's talking. And then I think RM says, it sounds like you're being a manager talking to your like employee, like in one of those brief meetings. Yeah. And to be honest, that's kind of what I got from it when he was talking to him.
I can't remember if it was actually Jimin, because he was the first one to do it. Someone did say, I think in all the jokes of what he had said, someone said it's hard to think on the spot, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
But although that was said as a bit of a joke, I do agree with that, though. Yeah. I actually find it incredibly difficult. Like, if I was told now to, like, give you, like, a compliment or wishes for the future, I don't know what I'd say.
It just looked like J-Hope was really struggling in that moment to pull anything out, and he was talking very slowly. I just thought it was really funny. And then Jungkook, I thought he was sweet when he's given his compliment to RM, because he actually seems very awkward and embarrassed himself. He's basically like saying thank you for being a leader, and that he hopes that he gets a song out and that he does even better as a leader. I just found the whole thing quite cute because of it being from Jungkook as well.
It's just when they're all doing them and you're really enjoying listening to what they all are, and then you go to write your note and you're like, what was that?
Yeah, I know.
I'm always like that.
That's what I'm like with the last two, because I can't remember the last two.
Well, I know that RM was to V, and I had this one down because I thought it was quite interesting part of it. I can't remember how he started it, but part of what he said at the end was that V was working on a song and that he hoped that he would finish the song before the year is up. Mm. And then V was kind of saying that he was making changes to it, and RM was like, but do you think you'll finish it before the year? And I thought it was like quite a funny part with those two. And then it was V to Jimin.
And this was the diet as well, I think.
Was when he said that he knows he's dieting, but health is most important. Mm. And please eat something. I like the whole log. I thought it's good energy, and I like the layout, like what you said, how they decided to go about it.
Yeah, I think out of all the logs that we watched today, this one was actually one of my favourites. I think if I could just pull out a few just thinking about it now, I would say this last one I thought was a nice end to the year. I also like the one we discussed with RM, the very deep
one. Yeah, I really like that one.
He came up with some really like powerful messages in that. I also liked a few other ones with Jin, like the one with Jin and V, and there was also Jin and Jungkook, the funny logs that those ones. But yeah, they're some of my favourite ones.
Yeah, I thought there were some really, really good ones. I'm really glad that we've gone back to watch these now, because it feels so long since we've seen the first ones, even though I can't really remember it because it was so long ago, and I don't really listen back over to our podcast because it was us, but I know that I really, really enjoyed it when we did it, and I just remember really being excited when Chloe said that we were going to do more, because I remember thinking I loved it last time so much, and I really did enjoy it. It's just I felt like I said, a few of them were quite short, but I really, really liked them.
Yeah, I am looking forward to in the future looking over even more of their logs, because it's nice to look back, almost like their diary entry. It is literally that. And
I like it because it's really personal about them from way back at the beginning. It's just such a personal thing to see their beginning days, really.
Yeah,
and kind I love feeling starting out.
I love hearing things where you know that this is going to happen in the future, or how you see that they haven't changed at all in the way they are as people.
Yeah, they just look a bit older.
Yeah. In the next episode, we're going to be discussing some of the Melon Music Awards. Thank you for listening to this episode of Do You Know BTS?
We will be back with another episode soon.
In the meantime, you can check out our media at Do You Know BTS Podcast on Instagram and Do You Know BTS Pod on Twitter.
If you wanted to support us further, it would mean a lot if you joined our Patreon.
See you next time.